This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Thank you to MeUndies for sponsoring this episode of If I Were You.
Love you guys.
And speaking of love, Valentine's Day.
What a segue.
You need to give a gift that they can unwrap again and again. And what better Valentine's Day gift than MeUndies Valentine's Day themed underwear?
They are sexy. They are lovely.
So it's a good gift because people wear underwear. You know that. But then it's sure. A kind of a sexy gift because it's like, oh, I got you underwear.
And now I'm going to take it off.
Yeah, and I get to see it later and then remove it later. You got to get people Valentine's Day gifts. Unfortunately, that is a rule. That is a rule. And if
it's
you
your
don't,
duty.
If you don't know, it's your duty to please the booty. And if you don't know what to get your booty's
said.
Beauty, get them MeUndies. Just... You don't have to think about it anymore. Just go to MeUndies.com/Amir or MeUndies.com/Jake. You get 20% off your first order. So you can order this pair, get 20% off, and shipping is free in the U.S. and Canada. So inexpensive, great quality underwear, incredibly comfortable, and Valentine's Day themed. You don't have to worry about Valentine's Day anymore.
It's a home run.
Last time we said if you guys bought some MeUndies and forwarded us the receipt, we would thank you. So Todat, too. Aiden M, Stuart K, Ali H, Colin R, Jack P, Crystal L, Ashley R, Zach S, Cameron B, Will H, Daniel S, for buying MeUndies since we last ranted and raved about them.
Very exciting. Thank you.
And thanks to you guys for supporting our sponsors and supporting your loved ones by buying them some MeUndies. Once again, that's MeUndies.com/Amir or MeUndies.com/Jake.
Use Jake.
Yay!
I thought I was smart, thought I was right, until I fucked up my life. I thought that I had issues, but now I know it's true. So it comes time to write and let the podcast gods decide. Here's my situation. What should I do if I were you?
Wow.
That's soothing.
How'd you like that?
I liked it.
It was a slight... parody adaptation of Fight Test by Flaming Lips. Do you know that song?
Oh, really? I thought the guitar sounded like
Yeah, what does the guitar sound like?
That like Postal Service song.
Oh yeah,
they will see us waving from such great heights.
Yeah, that too. It the Flaming Lips song is thought I was wrong, thought I was right.
Oh, yeah,
I thought
yeah.
it better not to fight.
I like that one.
This guy's from Seattle named Aiden Avery.
Double A.
MCO.
That's like Alan Avery almost.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to Matt Walton from
what
our
up?
Old video special, Fired. Thank you, Aiden Avery, for writing this song. This is episode 256. As we mentioned, right before we started recording, that is a record for us.
It's a record.
That is not only a record, it's our most recent episode.
Untested, unbroken. Amazing.
It's also the 255th time we've broken our record, which is a record.
Wow.
It's also, at 256, this is our the end of the 16th 16 episode chunk.
No shit.
So if you divide our shows into 16 chunks, this is the 16th episode.
That's really awesome for us.
That's really cool. And thank you guys for listening to every single one of them.
And if you haven't, don't start now.
What do you mean?
I mean, if somebody's listening for the first time and they're like, maybe I'll get into this podcast, I can tell you right here now to fuck off. Yes. I only ride with my day ones, not my day comes. What?
So if someone started listening from the top and got all the way to here, which is already a huge ask, that's like probably donating days and days of their life.
I will tell you now, this was a waste of time.
So if they did do it, you're saying it's a waste of time?
If they started listening a couple weeks ago, started episode one, came all the way up here.
Right.
Fuck you. Yeah. You should have started when we started.
Oh my God.
I know who my real friends are.
So you're saying you don't like the people that haven't listened to every episode. Mm-mm. And then even in the small subsection of society that's listened to every
and
single
that has
episode
caught up.
Mm-hmm. And caught up. You're devaluing.
You wasted your time and you wasted mine.
So what? Who do you like at this point?
If they weren't at our very first show at
Oh my God.
Where was that place? It was in
you don't
Lower,
even know.
Lower East Side.
Was it Pianos?
Like, no, it wasn't Pianos. It was like the Sugar Factory or the Cake Factory. Shop.
Cake Shop.
The Cake Shop. If you weren't at the Cake Shop, you can fuck off.
You don't even fall into this category.
I was at the Cake Shop.
But you haven't listened to every episode.
I did every episode except for one.
Actually, the only person you're probably describing is me.
You're my day one brother.
And you don't like anybody else.
I'm just kidding. I love you.
Well, you love who?
You.
Right, you already said that you loved me. That wasn't the issue. I was saying that you
only loved
me.
I'm playing. I love you, man.
Do you love anybody else, though?
I hate them.
All right, so you're not playing. This is If I Were You, the only advice podcast on the internet hosted by us. I'm Amir.
I'm Jake.
We actually do thank you for listening.
Truly.
The way this podcast works is that people will email us their sticky situations. They're difficult places. We do our best to advise them out of it. How it usually works, for 255 episodes, we have chosen our four or five favorite questions and answer them.
Well, not every time. Sometimes we do Game Boy.
That's right. Sometimes we play a game. Actually, is the Game Boy here?
Oh, you want to do...
Well, I just wanted to talk to him. I wanted to float a different game idea by him.
Did you say game? Oh.
All right, great. He's here. So what do you think about this idea for a game, Game Boy? You're not entirely needed. So instead of, and correct me if we've never done this before, instead of choosing questions at random based on searching certain words, we just read the last emails we've received.
The last four emails.
Or however many.
Yeah.
Chronological order. Because some of these may be bad. Some of these might not even be questions. We don't know yet.
So we're just gonna matter what they are, we're going to read them.
That's right.
What if it's spam?
We'll
push. Then you lose the game.
Okay, he's back. We'll push by those really quickly. But I think this is a good way to smash. Like, you know, everyone says, "Oh, you guys are choosing specific questions." Well, this is literally we're just going in order of the most recent emails we received.
All right, let's do it.
Sometimes we have to reward random chance too.
Yeah,
it's not about who you know; it's about why you know
and when you know.
Mm-hmm.
And who you when
and when you how. And when you how, oh, when you how, oh, when you how, oh, when you how. We got an email. That was good, actually.
Really?
Yeah, that didn't sound bad. That was really...
In the jungle.
Now that's bad.
All right.
Yeah, but the high-pitched part was actually... Yeah. That was actually really good.
In the jungle, the mighty jungle.
Hey, dude, why don't you... we'll do the singing part. You do the high-pitched part.
Well, I'm great at humming. I feel like I could sing, too.
You are great at humming, and we want everyone to play their role to perfection. Mm-hmm. I'll do the singing. You do the humming. Here we go.
Great. In the jungle. Oh.
You're abandoning. We need you to hum while I sing.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, baby.
All right. So we're recording this Thursday at 10 a.m. We received an email. Most recent email was last night at 5:28 in the morning. Hmm. So I guess 5.5 hours ago.
Last night or this morning, buddy?
I don't know. How do you quantify 5:30?
5:30, I'd say.
If you're healthy, morning. It's morning.
Yeah.
If you're kind of a party animal, that's a nighttime. All right, let's read the question and then give him a name. So this guy writes, I'm a 19-year-old dude man in college. That's why he's like writing at 5:30. Like,
oh, yeah.
You don't know raging. What he's capable of. I was hoping to go through this semester with no social predicaments and focus on my studies, but bad luck got the best of me. There's this sweetie I met through a friend who is the ultimate sweetie. She dresses nice, is nice, looks nice, talks nice. She's everything I've wanted, but I have a hard time talking to her as I rarely see her, and when I do, I freeze up. On the other hand, another girl from one of my classes came up to me and said her friend likes me. I don't really like her that much, but I also don't want to be mean and turn the other one away. Or turn other away, okay? I still want to be friends with her. Should I try harder for the ultimate sweetheart, or should I seize the easy cheese? This is a pretty classic question.
Yeah, I feel like we get a lot of questions of like, which girl do I go for?
Right, the sweetie or the non-sweetie?
Well, the sweetie or the easy. And not the easy being like a slut, like the easy being like someone I know I can hook up with because someone has told me that I could.
Oh, so it's like, do I go for the layup, not a high degree of difficulty, or do I go for the gold, maybe fail, but still go for it anyway?
Yeah.
So let's call this guy Usain Bolt.
Oh.
Because I think he should go for the gold.
I think he should do both.
But yeah, I don't think he can because they're friends.
Did the girl who he likes... tell him that her friend likes him?
I think so.
No, wait, read it back, because I don't know if that's true.
On the other hand, another girl from one of my classes came up to me and said her friend likes me.
So there's three different
girls. Oh, these are unrelated.
Yeah.
Okay, so these girls are unrelated. Yeah. So then maybe he can go for both.
Because if the girl who you liked said that her friend likes you, that usually means that she doesn't.
Right, is that
how
it works?
Or if she's really getting fucking crazy, then she does, and she wants to see how you play it.
Wow, has that ever happened? Where, yeah, like, definitely. I like someone, I'm going to tell him that somebody else likes him just to see if he says no, but I actually like
you. It's happened to me plenty of times where a girl's like, oh, so-and-so wants to go out with you, and I'm like, well, I want to go out with you.
Whoa, that really puts that person in a tough spot.
Yeah, but it usually works.
And the times that it doesn't, hell, I don't mind.
I've alienated people before.
I put them in really weird predicaments because they have to go back to their friends and they're like, hey, what did Jake say? And
I don't think he's the kind of guy you like because he sort of just blatantly hit on me.
No, that's the kind of guy I like. I love guys that hit on you. Margaret.
It's always Margaret.
Should I try harder for the ultimate sweetheart?
Yes.
Try harder and seize the easy cheese.
Yeah. Well, maybe not try harder because sometimes that sort of is bad, but go for it, for sure.
What do you think about this idea of like, this one's easy, this one's harder? Is that fine to say?
Well, yeah, because like, it's not necessarily like easy in this, it's just easy in the sense that you can go into it with full confidence because you're already aware that that person likes you.
Right.
It's way easier to know ahead of time.
Right. I feel like you would hook up with a lot of more people if somebody has been trolling you your whole life and walking up to you and be like, that person likes you. That person likes you. And you just have that confidence.
There was one time when our friend Vinny Paone did that to me at a party.
He said, that girl likes you.
He said it to me and a girl. They were like, hey, Jake, Cupid. So-and-so says, like, you're really hot. And then he, like, went up to her, and he's like, Jake, like, thinks you're really pretty. And then we, like, hooked up and found out after the fact that neither of us had said anything to Vinny, but we both did want to do it. So.
Wow, that's a good wingman right
yeah.
there. He's, like,
Vinny's
a
the
Cupid.
Fucking best.
Yeah, he was fucking putting lovemaking, matchmaking. And you ended up marrying that woman, which mm-hmm. is so cool.
That woman is my wife.
What time of day, completely unrelated question, but it reminds me that this email was sent at 5:30. What time of day do you think you've been awake the least?
First of all, this guy might be on the East Coast, so that was probably sent at like 9, right?
Sure.
What time of day do I think I've been awake the least?
That's right.
I bet 5.
5 in the morning?
Yeah.
more so than like 5:40, because that could have been like high school time to be awake.
I had a real hard time getting up in high school. I used to like, everyone would try to wake me up. It's like my dad would try, then my mom would try, and then my sisters like would be getting up from school and they'd be mad because like my dad keeps on yelling my name.
Must be so hard to get six kids ready for school at the same time.
Well, it helped that like five of us were saints and I was an asshole. So it was like everybody else got up on their own and then it was me that wouldn't wake up. My dad used to like put cats on my head, like just he would like throw the cat under the covers. But then I would wake up, go up to the shower, turn on the shower, and fall asleep on the floor.
Like some sort of nonviolent narcoleptic sit-in where you were nonviolently protesting school.
Would not allow it. I would not wake up.
And locking the door so that they can't walk in.
Yeah, every single day. I just think 5 is the time that I've least been up, because 5:40 feels like, you know, I might have done that a bunch for like flying to New York or something.
Right.
What's yours?
Yeah, I would say somewhere in the fives have got to be. Because 4 is like when you go to bed, when you stay up late.
Yeah.
Like 5 is like sun is coming up.
You've seen 4 plenty of times.
Yeah. 5 does seem like a rare AM. 5 AM.
Yeah.
That's a rare one. Shout out to anybody listening at 5 AM. We know you're out there.
Donald Trump tweeting.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Next question came 3 hours before that. Oh, at 1 a.m.
That I've seen before.
Oh, yeah. Celebrity Deadpool is the subject.
Okay.
Maybe we'll call this guy Ryan Reynolds. I'm setting up a Celebrity Deadpool. Totally anonymous. $20 buy-in. 20 picks for your list. Next time a big name celeb dies, I check all the lists, and if you have the name, you win the money. If two people have it, you split it. Then you can either draft a new team, keep your old team, or opt out of the next round. Are you guys interested? I'll be setting it up on a private website so everybody can see the rosters, so they know I'm not just robbing y'all blind. You can write in Ben or Thomas and then murder them. Saw you guys in Boston and loved the show. Best,
Ryan Reynolds.
Well, Ryan,
that's fun.
What do you think of that? Do you think that's
a little morbid?
A little. Would you be okay making money on a celebrity death?
I guess in theory, sure.
Why not just choose the oldest celebs? There should be an age cap. Like, wouldn't everyone just put, like, Strom Thurmond and Betty White?
Oh, yeah, Betty White's a pretty good one.
Would you feel bad making money off her death?
I feel bad making money off Betty White's death, but Strom Thurmond I feel pretty good about.
Think he's still alive?
I do think so.
That's awesome, dude. Strom Thurmond. Do you want to join? No, he died. He died in 2003.
Whoa, really?
Yeah, he was 101. So he would be a good one in this 2003 celebrity death. Oh, Bob Dole.
Bob Dole's a good one. I mean, George H.W.
Yeah, it seems like, are these people celebrities?
I think so. Well, we should ask this dude, like, are politicians allowed? Or does it have to be a movie star, singer?
Yeah. That's a good question. Like, are there rules? For my rules, I would say nobody over the age of 80. But then...
You want to see someone die on the list.
Right, but then can I choose George H.W. Bush? Can I choose Ross Perot? Can I choose Bob Dole? Or are these people
sure, you can stack with politicians, and then, I mean, somebody, like, that's part of the strategy, right?
Right, you would want to choose, I guess, anybody's technically a celebrity, right?
But, like, Dole could easily live, like, another 10 years or something.
I don't know, he's 93.
That's 2 years past Strom Thurmond. Modern medicine's amazing.
But he looks hot.
Dole has an 8-pack.
would you want to do this, guys? That's his question.
I don't think I do. It makes me sad when celebrities die. I mean, it makes me sad when anybody dies.
Right. Let's go to the next question.
Before Ooh, a lady. I implicate myself any further.
Yeah. This lady wrote to us at 8:30 last night. Ready?
Yeah.
Hello, I am, insert name here.
Hola.
I am female, 19, and a loser. Oh. Well, I told my crush I liked him, and to my surprise, he didn't immediately push me away. Well, we have been talking, to be honest, he doesn't seem very into this, and I asked him why he didn't push me away. And he said, no, it's cool now, because I gave you a chance to actually conversate, and I enjoy you as a person. WTF does this even mean? Was I friend-zoned? Am I getting any dick? Also, am I being a pushy prick? Thanks. Love. Inertia.
Oh.
Yeah.
Why inertia?
Just because her name was insert name here, so I took the first word and I turned it into a female
word.
Got
it. Yeah, I thought it was something more scientific.
Insertia, which is...
And she wants dick insertion into her.
That's very good. So this guy said, no, it's cool now because I gave you a chance to actually conversate and I enjoy you as a person.
Yeah. You sure you have a crush on him? Dude, sounds like a robot.
What is this? What do you think this means? Do you think it's possible that this guy is shy and he doesn't know that he has feelings for her? But then it's also possible, like, don't you want to, like, admit that you have a crush to someone that, like, reciprocates, and then you guys can have a crush on each other and everything's hunky-dory forever?
Yeah, that's nice.
You're right. But I don't know. Sometimes, like, you hear stories like, oh, I had to work for it, and it was hard at first, and it was worth it because it paid off, and I finally won the person over.
And the other guy is like, yeah.
Yeah. she worked for it.
She wore me down.
Erosion over time. Whittled me away.
We had a chance to conversate, and
I enjoy you as a person.
I still believe in passion. That's right. What I want. I want you feeling the passion.
Especially at age 19.
You're only 19, yeah. You should be feeling passion.
Right. So you're saying pass on this guy?
Yeah.
Isn't it easy to just say pass?
Yeah, sure.
Pass.
Pass.
That was easy.
I don't have to do it. That's good for me.
But how do you uncrush on someone? Ugh. Oh, you know what helps? You try to just tell yourself things that you cannot prove. So if I have a crush on someone that doesn't like me, I could be like, oh, that person is probably stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't really know if that's true, but I don't want to be with someone who's stupid.
Oh, I can't. He doesn't like me because he has a micro penis.
Oh, that's
and
good.
He doesn't want to get intimate with anybody.
Yeah.
There you go.
Oh, what a bullet I dodged. Or you can imagine finally being with that person and then wasting a lot of years of your life, and then he ends up doing something bad to you.
Right.
And you're like, oh, I wish I could go back in time and have him just say, I don't want to be with you.
That's a way, that is like a tried and true way to get over somebody. There is like a name for it. Something ridicule.
What is it?
It's you just like take a feature that you never liked about them.
Uh-huh.
That for, well, you had a crush, you overlooked.
Right.
Or, you know, maybe like when you really liked them, you're like, oh, they've got a little mole on their forehead. And it's so cute. They're characteristic. And uh-huh. Then like you don't like them, you're like, and they have a fucking ginormous mole on their face.
That's
and
good.
It's like taking, it's yeah. like, I swear to God, it's growing. And
yeah.
It's like so protruding. It looks like a unicorn. So yeah, you're like.
It's like the opposite of what you do when you're in a relationship, which is focus on the good stuff.
Yeah. You
want to do the opposite.
Right.
Focus on the bad. Even if it's superficial, minute, not that big of a deal.
Sounds petty. Works like a charm.
Hi, I'm Tom Petty. It might sound like me, but it works like a charm.
Back down.
Nice, dude. We should say that we have new shows coming up. Not only are we going to Australia in March on the 16th and 18th.
Yeah.
We're now also.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. All March 16th, March 18th.
Melbourne and Sydney.
Yeah, Melbourne on the 16th, Sydney on the 18th. We're also going to Denver. On April 19th? No, yes, yeah. April 19th.
April
and
19th.
Tempe on April 20th.
And Honolulu.
On February 17th.
Yes.
And there's might be a chance that we've announced the South by Southwest shows in Austin. So we're trying to hit as many cities as possible.
Yeah, dude. This is a international and national tour.
If you ever want to watch this podcast live, drink with us, hang out with us, party with us, have a fun time. We're going to be in many, many cities, hopefully near you. Hopefully you can make it out. Hopefully tickets are still available. And the information for all this stuff is at ifiwereyoushow.com.
Correctamundo.
Or jakeandamir.com.
Correctamundo.
Let's try to answer one more quick question before the break. What's up, boys? I have a problem. This was written at 6 p.m. Yesterday.
Okay.
What's up, boys? I have a problem. So try to wrap your fat Jew cocks around it.
Love this guy already.
I'm 15 and a freshman in high school. My name is blank, but since you will need an alias, I doubt it matters. So my cousin is my age, is one of my best friends at school, and me and him hang out a lot. You never hear about a similarly aged cousin
that is
in your grade. Did you have any cousins in your grade? Like same age, same thing?
Not me, but my sisters did.
That's funny. I never think of like, yeah, this is me and my similarly aged cousin, which is totally doable.
Yeah, all of my family members have similar age cousins. I'm the one awkward age.
No problems until he starts hanging out with this girl. Now this girl didn't immediately take to my quirky, irreverent humor and soon got tired of me. They aren't actually dating, but she acts like they are, which I wouldn't care if they were, but what she is doing by acting like they are and having him not hang out with any other girls is stressing him out, and he has told me that he really likes her. This happened to me last year, and I really regret not either making a move or ending the friendship. I know we are far too young for this drama, and I sound like a privileged retard, but I don't want to see him go through what I did. Any advice would be helpful. Sorry for the long email. Thanks.
This dude's language is very, very brash and sort of makes him unlikable, but his problem is it's a very kind-hearted thing that he's worried about his cousin.
Yeah, he's worried about his cousin.
The kernel here is that this guy's a good guy.
He's a good guy with a good cousin, and his cousin,
And a fat Jew cock.
But wait a minute. When I read the question, I'm like, so this girl acts like they're dating. My cousin says that he really likes her, but then the one bad thing is that he can't hang out with other girls is really stressing him out, the cousin out.
The cousin.
So far the cousin said that he likes her. The girl acts like they're hanging out. And he's just projecting the idea that he's stressed out.
I think is happening is that he's worried that his cousin has been, even though I hate this term, friend zoned. That's what in his eyes, right? Like,
oh, I thought the cousin is with someone, and that girl is like, I can't have you hang out with anybody else.
I think his cousin is like friends with somebody, trying to break in, has a crush, and she's like acting like they're dating or something, and taking his time away from other girls, but they're not hooking up, is how I interpreted it.
Got it. 15-year-old drama shit.
Right.
So how does he get the cousin away from this woman?
I mean, you can't do anything. Your cousin's going to learn the same way that you did. He's going to waste a little bit of time.
Yeah.
It'll be fine.
It seems like this is when you learn the hard way. This is when you're developing all these things.
When you're 15, you're allowed to be making lots of mistakes like this.
Yeah, and that's how it's good to make these mistakes early, because if you're not doing this stuff now, you're probably going to be doing it at age 25 or 35.
Yeah, and that's when you really, really don't want to be doing it. I mean, and you end up doing it then too.
Right. I believe this guy is Australian, because at a certain point he said the word Métis that I skipped. Says,
he's either Australian or a pirate.
Killian's Irish red. All right, so
I sailed the high seas. He heard me, the parrot on my shoulder. Walk on a plank.
Let's take
pirates are coming back, dude. Pirates, fuck zombies, man. Nothing's funnier than a fucking pirate. Draw your sword, you blarney,
easy. Yeah. So all pirates are Irish?
Arr!
I am pirish, half pirate, half Irish, 100% Killian's Irish red. You're a potato, so am I. Let's take a quick break, thank a few more sponsors, and we'll be back with more questions that were received in a chronological order right after this.
Chow Ming. Like Yao Ming.
Shh.
All right, dude.
Thank you to Squarespace for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Indeed. Indeed.
Simply put, it's the easiest way to create a professional-looking website.
Couldn't agree more, bud.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's the tweet. No, they do have a lot more than that. They have 24/7 award-winning customer support. They have very simple drag and drop technology. You can code, you can design a professional looking website without knowing much about how the internet works.
You can sell. You can launch and sell product from Squarespace.
Yes.
That's right.
You can even purchase a domain name through Squarespace. For example, Jake, what can people purchase?
Boneheader.com. Boneheader. It's like,
interesting. That's pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like if you're a boneheaded person, but you're doing a boneheader of a move. You know what I mean?
What about fitnessnah.com? So it's sort of like a relaxation technique slash way to say damn the man with regards to fitness.
It's a movement about not going to the gym.
Fitness?
It's it's an anti-movement, really. Oh, it's that's a non-movement good. That's movement.
Is anti-movement one? Anti-movement seems like it should be.
I'll have to check it out later. Actually, let me look right now. Antimovement.com is not available. Don't buy that one.
Okay. Yeah. I wouldn't. But so it's fitness now. Yeah, it's more of a fitness now thing.
Yeah. Squarespace AI also is a great way to kickstart or update written content on any website. They can generate instant personalized results that know and show your brand identity. Pretty cool there too.
Incredible.
So the way to get in on this action and launch your own website soon enough is to go to squarespace.com/segments.
Segments.
And when you're ready to launch, you use that coupon code segments at checkout to save 10% off their already low, low prices.
Beautiful.
Again, check out squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Thanks, folks.
Thanks, Squarespace. Thank you to Rocket Money for sponsoring this episode of our program.
Hell yeah.
It's pretty simple. It's a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, and then it monitors your spending and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings.
It's perfect. It's for all those subscriptions that you tried and then forgot about, but you're actually paying for and you don't even realize it, folks.
I had, no joke, over $1 million a month worth of subscriptions that I did not need.
That's amazing.
Did not
need. That's amazing. That's so much cash.
I was buying 35 new houses a freaking month on this subscription box that I accidentally subscribed to when I was high.
Bark box. Yeah, bark box.
Yeah, it came with the condos, dozens of them a month. Mm-hmm. And I said, you know what? Let me do a quick little audit. Rocket Money came in and they're like, by the way, you're spending $1.5 million a month. We could probably just cancel this one.
Yeah. Like, damn,
and
I could use that.
I did.
Incredible.
Yes. And you should use that. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved them a total of $500 million. That's almost entirely me. $500 million in canceled subscriptions.
Yeah.
Most of it yours. Saving the average member only $740 a year, which is not as much as the $1.5 million a month that I saved, but still a lot of money to some people.
For sure.
So if you're looking to save some cash, which who isn't, you can stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/segments.
Segments.
There's something in your bank account that doesn't need to be there. Rocketmoney.com/segments will find it and eliminate it.
Whoa. Nice.
Again, that's rocketmoney.com/segments.
Segments.
Take control of your finances today. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Rocket Money. And we've returned.
Hello.
This episode comes out in, let's say, January. What's a Monday in January? Monday, January 30th.
Hell yeah.
How was your first month of 2017?
It was good.
Did you complete your resolution?
What was my resolution? To get ripped, jacked, shredded?
Yeah.
I mean, not complete, but I think I'm on my way. I've been going to the gym, climbing as much as possible.
We're leading relatively healthy lifestyles.
Right now. Oh yeah.
Because we're not traveling. We have no excuses.
Yeah, I'm trying to, I guess like my goal date is to be I want to get as healthy as I can before Australia, because that's going to be
We're going ham.
Yeah.
We're going absolutely ham.
Absolutely ham.
Yeah.
And I'm eating ham. And I'm eating ham. Bread.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a ham and cheese croissant lifestyle on the road for me.
Oh, yeah, folks. It's that hashtag ham and cheese croissant lifestyle.
Hashtag hash browns with breakfast, brother.
You had hash browns yesterday with breakfast.
Of course. I have to start shit up.
I have to shock my body every now and then. That's going to be exciting times. What else is happening in February? God. Oh, yeah, Hawaii show. We already talked about President's Day, of course.
Ugh.
Ugh. We're fast into Trump's presidency. Who knows what's going to happen in February? I assume he'll be... Would you bet on him being impeached by the end of the 4 years?
Were you at the bar when I asked this the other day?
Oh, that if... Would you bet on...
I was like, how many people here think he's going to last 4 years? And everybody did. No one thought so.
Yeah, but that's a tough question to ask a bunch of liberals that hope he's not going to last 4 years.
Yeah,
he's biased. They're biased. Him too, a little bit.
Well, he's sure.
I feel
immigrants.
Like he skews right of center. Yeah, that's going to be. I don't know. Whatever. trying to think of anything else we should get to before we get back to the questions. But maybe we should just speed through some more. Are you ready?
I'm having fun. All content episode.
All content, all the time. Here we go. This one's called Jew Trip to Israel. I'll take it from here.
Yeah.
Chaya writes, I've been dating my boyfriend for about a year and some months now. Everything has been fucking great. Before me, he went on a lot of dates, including a date with someone he worked with. Nothing went past one date, but he remains friends with this girl, who I've met. There really isn't too much to hear, so I can't say anything mean about her. Except one of her friends told my boyfriend that she wanted to fuck him on a Vegas trip that she invited him to. At the time, I didn't think much of it. I don't give a shit what she wants. But then her being a Jew and my boyfriend being a Jew decided to do the free Israel trip thing together. I told my boyfriend that taking a 10-day trip with her, someone who disrespected our relationship, should not even be friends with him, and that I'm uncomfortable with him going with her since she wanted to have sex with him even though he's in a serious relationship. Am I being irrational by telling him not to go with this desperate broad? I know he will not do anything with her, but the idea of her being a trashy whore and trying something leaves me uneasy. What do you guys think?
That's a great question. Yeah. I feel like, despite the voice that you read it in, like, I don't think she's being unreasonable. I think she's...
This is the most logical reason to fear, like... People meeting and hooking up on a birthright trip.
That's the purpose of birthright.
Yeah.
Birthright is invented to make Jews fuck each other to make more Jews.
Yeah.
That's the point.
Especially because this girl's not Jewish.
And you better believe that when you go to Israel, you fall in love with Israel. and the idea of making Jewish babies definitely comes into your mind.
Yeah. You went to Israel as a half Jew and you came back as an Orthodox rabbi.
Yeah. Your fear of them, I mean...
She's not Jewish. They're both Jewish.
It's funny that this girl's like, I know he won't do anything. I think he will. So...
It's tough to say. It is hard. I don't want to put the fear of the Jewish God in her. I don't know. This is a tough situation. He's going away on birthright with this Jewish girl.
Yeah. I mean, I want to say...
The girl's definitely going to try to.
And he's definitely going to do it. I want to say that, like, you know, you... Unfortunately, you've already lost your boyfriend.
Well, here's the...
It's over.
Here's the thing. This is what I'll leave you with, some cold comfort. What better way to test your relationship? Is this guy for real? Or is this guy not worth hanging around?
Yeah. I think the test is if he goes to Israel with this girl.
Oh, if he even goes?
Yeah. Because you can go to birthright by yourself. He doesn't need to go with a girl that's trying to fuck him.
So what? He's going to go on a different trip, not with her?
Yes, that'll be better anyway.
Why?
Because you get to go and meet all brand new friends instead of somebody that's going to destroy your relationship.
I don't know. But
the thing is, if you're jealous of this girl that wants to fuck him, you could theoretically be jealous of all the other girls on the trip who will inevitably want to fuck him. And of like the hot Israeli soldiers that want to fuck him.
And then it's like, who do you stop being jealous of? What about our coworkers that wants to fuck it? Basically,
it sounds like you might already be a little jealous, like you're jealous of the coworker.
If you have a good boyfriend, other people will want to fuck him. That's sort of the weird catch-22. You want a guy that everyone wants to fuck.
Mm-hmm.
But then you also want a guy that doesn't want to fuck. You can't have it both ways. If you want someone that no one wants to fuck, you date a bad guy, and you don't want to do that either.
Right.
So you want to date someone who's so great, just like your guy.
Everybody wants to fuck him.
But he would go to Israel, that
he's not going to fuck other people.
Right. But how can she know? How can she prove it?
She won't know. And I also think he fucked this girl.
I don't want to name names, but this is exactly how someone met their wife.
So this is how plenty of people meet their wives.
No, but like literally in a relationship with someone going birthright.
A friend of ours was in a relationship, went on birthright, cheated on his girlfriend, came back, broke up with his girlfriend, married the girl he met on birthright.
That's right. Again, this is not what this girl wants to hear, but at the same time, maybe she has to hear it.
We've got nothing but respect for you.
We love you.
We love you. This is a tough, tough situation to be in.
We also love this.
That's why we're giving you the tough love that you need.
But I don't want her to be like she's. It's not 100% going to happen. There's a chance that he remains faithful. There's a chance he doesn't like this other girl.
There's a chance that he doesn't even go on Birthright. A lot of people talk about it and then they like go to sign up and they forget. You know.
Yeah.
So maybe don't make a big deal about it yet.
Oh yeah, yeah. Can you imagine this girl's feeling like when the guy ghost like he's leaving for Israel? They hug at the airport, and then it's just fucking 10 days of unadulterated, alone romance time
and
in Israel.
And you're doing so many bonding things. You're going to the fucking Holocaust Museum, like, crying your eyes out. You come out, then you're, like, going on a rafting trip. You're, like, hiking up a mountain. You're partying in Jerusalem or in Tel Aviv.
It's a whirlwind.
Yeah, you're feeling a lot of feelings.
It's summer camp, basically.
And, like, fucking camping out at night under the stars. I think that this guy, I think there's an inherent problem that this dude wants to go to Birthright with the girl that wanted to fuck him, actually.
Oh, you think it's kind of a dick move?
Yeah, I do.
Interesting.
I get wanting to go on Birthright. That's cool. But I don't think you need to go with somebody who has expressed interest in having sex with you.
Yeah. But
I think you can't, like,
if
you're in a relationship and you tell your girlfriend that a girl made a move on you,
yeah,
then it's off the table of you going on vacation with that girl.
But why? Like, what if you're like, why? What if you're like, I don't like this girl. What? I can't ever be around a girl that wants to fuck me?
Yeah.
That seems like it's precluding a lot of things. Like, nothing on me. Like, what if a girl liked you and she just happened to work in your office? Do you have to quit your job too?
No, but I probably wouldn't tell my girlfriend that somebody tried to fuck me.
Yeah, but what if she heard from another friend?
I would say it was a lie. Look, I'm saying if
it's one-sided, it doesn't matter.
I don't think that's necessarily true. It's never that black and white. But if you have somebody that like makes a move on you when they know you're in a relationship and you share that with your significant other, I think that precludes you from telling her like, "Oh, hey, Stacy wanted to fuck me. Also, I'm going to go on vacation with Stacy." Like, you can't do that.
Oh, yeah, yeah, this is a tough one. What if the Jews are meant to be?
Now you're fucking, you're some sort of reverse racist. Well,
what if the other two people are meant to be and we're saying you can't meet each other?
You want what Birthright wants, which is only Jews procreating.
Although, what if he goes on Birthright? There's going to be other single ladies on the trip. Like, at a certain point, he's going to have to go to Israel and spend an amazing time.
Yeah, but there's
with
a difference between like him going on vacation with other single people and him going on vacation with somebody that explicitly wants him.
I like that the subject is Jew trip to Israel.
How was your Jew trip, Chad?
Well, there's no Jews named Chad, but you know. Mercy. Good luck. Keep us posted.
Yeah, yeah. Let us know. If you want to go on a date to make your boyfriend jealous while he's in Israel, I'm all for doubling down on my Christian half.
Oh, that's good.
I'm half Protestant. I'm very proud.
Yeah, you should go on a Catholic trip to Rome.
That'd be nice.
All right, let's see if we can answer one more question.
A Catholic trip could also be to Israel.
That's, of course, correct. For Jerusalem does have a Christian quarter.
Mm-hmm.
Furthermore, this person named is a gay 16-year-old at college.
Next.
This guy wrote an email yesterday. Hello, I'm a gay 16-year-old at college.
How? It's
like the last 2 years of high school at a separate school, all right? And I'm struggling with my love life. It seems that all gay men my age just want to fuck and chuck as many other gays in the area. I've had a bad experience with multiple gay guys in my area, and they've all done the same fuck and chuck system to me. Am I putting off the wrong vibes? How can I find someone that wants to settle down? Or should I just wait for uni? Thanks, guys. Oh, so I think he's like in some sort of British country where college is the last 2 years of high school in a separate school before uni. Anyway, he's a 16-year-old gay guy that's getting fucked and chucked a lot.
So he's an old soul. He wants to settle down with somebody.
Yeah, even at age 16.
I cannot relate to it, but...
Am I putting off the wrong vibes? I think you're just, at that age, people are more eager to, quote, fucking chuck.
Yeah, when you're 16, more people are fucking and chucking than fucking and sticking.
Sticking. But I'm thinking about sticking. I guess you can be honest with people before you hook up. Hey, I'm not just down to fucking chuck. I guess you can hold out for longer. I know that's a probably a good strategy is like, I don't sleep on the first, second, third, fourth date. And then it's like, if someone wants to stick around and really make a connection and then fuck me, then that person's worth it. I guess it's cool that you're 16 years old and already feeling that way. I think his fucking and chucking days were probably when he was like 12 and 13 and he's over it now.
People also go out, there's like ebbs and flows with this. Like, and maybe when I was 16, I was thinking about settling down. It's like, oh, it's so nice. I want to have a girlfriend
to go to a movie with.
Yeah. But then like you do that for a little bit and you're like, actually, I want to have some freewheeling single time.
Did you tell your parents about girlfriends? Like, did you brag about that or were you like kind of shy about it? Were you like, I have a girlfriend, mom, like at age 14?
Oh, no, I know. I was kind of shy about it.
But then like, what do you do? Like, oh, can you drive me to the movie? I'm going to see it with Cheryl or whatever.
I mean, I think that like, there weren't a lot of, I had like one girlfriend in high school, so it wasn't really, it was not really an issue. But I'd have like girls over and my mom was always, I guess this was more of it. Like I was hooking up with girls and I didn't want my parents to know about it. And then they would always be like, oh, is so-and-so your girlfriend? I'm like, no, she's not. Because like, I was like hooking up with people. And then when I had a girlfriend, maybe I was like, maybe I was excited to tell them because they like hadn't seen me have one. I don't really remember.
Yeah, I was always like so shy. I didn't tell my parents anything. Like I didn't even want to like go on dates because I'm like, oh, I don't want my parents finding out or asking about this person or all this stuff.
And that's not changed.
Yeah, here we are 34 years later, still keeping them at an arm's distance. One last question?
Yeah.
We have time for one last question. All right. The question after that seems like it's very urgent, so maybe we should read that one. Mm-hmm. It's, I think I'm in trouble with 4 exclamation points. And then there was a follow-up that said, update on my situation with 3 exclamation points.
Okay.
All right, let's see if I can get through this. This is a guy. We'll call him Mordecai.
About still thinking about the Jewish.
About 18 months ago, I dated this girl for a few weeks. Let's call her Maisie. We both decided that it wasn't going to work and we went our separate ways. We sort of kept in touch and slowly became really good friends. We live in different cities. I in London and her in Manchester. And this makes it rare when we get a chance to meet up and just chill. She started to date this guy and I'm actually happy for her. And she is really open about her relationship and sex life, which I don't mind as I share mine with her also. She's very recently started to talk about how she isn't having a satisfying sex life with him, and she did with me. She says she regrets that we didn't make things work, and I honestly agree. I figured that we would kind of move past it, and it would not be an issue anymore, but she brings it up every time we talk. I don't know if she's hinting at wanting to hook up with me or if she's just reminiscing. I'm so confused because she seems to be really into this guy she's dating, and I don't want to be the one that breaks it up, and this could be her true love. But I don't want to hook up with her but I do want to hook up with her as she is incredibly good looking. We are meeting up next weekend to chill and just kind of hang out. Do you think I should
fucking bonehead?
Do you think I should try and make a move? If she's into it, great. But if she doesn't, want things to get weird between us. But I don't want things to get weird between us as she is a great friend. And then one day later, update on my situation.
He hooked up with her.
This girl I was meant to meet up with started to sext me. At first, I was apprehensive because I know she has a boyfriend, but I started to get into it when she agreed to send me nudes. I also asked once, and I didn't really need to push her to get it. I only asked once, and I didn't really need to push for her to get it. I know I shouldn't assume this means we will definitely fuck when we meet up. I know she has a boyfriend, and I'm usually a good guy who believes in karma, but I really wanted to fuck this girl for a while, and I definitely don't want anything like this to happen to me. I'm aware that this would be cheating, and he's not my boyfriend, but I have reminded her on numerous occasions that she's in a relationship, and I think that just makes her want to do it more. Should I seize the cheese and just try to fuck her, not worry about the consequences? Help!
Update on my situation again. 9 exclamation points. I am fucking her.
I'm currently inside her. Does this mean she wants to fuck?
I was
still
quite apprehensive at first.
But with each passing thrust, I really feel like she's into me.
And I'm into her.
Update on my situation. We've had sex 4 times now. Do you think she wants to hook up yet again? I don't want to read too much into the coitus, but I'm starting to get vibes that she's not really into her other boyfriend.
Jeez Louise, man.
This is the opposite of what we usually get, which is like a guy like, hey, this girl looked at me and then walked away. Do you think she's into
Should
it?
Should I go for it?
And this girl's like, yeah, I like you. I'm sending you nudes. I'm sexting you. I want to hook up and hang out. And he's like, do you think she's into me?
I think she needs to break up with her boyfriend. That's what I would say.
I wonder if she even has a boyfriend.
I think this girl definitely likes you. It sounds like you want to give it a shot and not just fuck. Like he says he wished they gave it a shot when they were texting before.
Yeah.
So I think you say, if we are, I don't want to do it while you have a boyfriend. I don't think you should fuck her while she has a boyfriend.
I don't know if this guy's playing dumb or he's actually this love dumb, but like this girl is obviously into you.
Oh, yeah. You're a full-on moron.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe he used to be unattractive and he still has that like mental image of him. He's like, no girl can be into me. But she is sexting
me. She probably
just wants
to sext and just would hate to have my dick, even though she said she preferred it to her boyfriend.
Yeah. And I kind of agree with her. I also had fun having sex with her.
It sounds like neither of you guys care about the boyfriend very much. So why don't we just remove him from the equation?
Oh, he said, P.S., we can call him Junior. That's a pretty cool name.
I like that.
All right, Junior. Listen up. Go for it. Connect Four. You can probably and will probably hook up with this girl if you haven't already. This email was sent yesterday, but you'll probably only listen to this after the weekend. Let us know what happened. We wanna follow up on this guy. We want to know how many times he slept with this girl.
Yeah.
Can you imagine after all this, he makes a move and she's like, whoa. You misread the situation.
Where did that come from?
Those nudes were very, very platonic.
I really think that you should make sure she breaks up with a boyfriend.
First.
Don't do it unless she breaks up.
The relationship is so thin and flimsy, I barely call it cheating at this point. I mean, she's clearly checked out in every possible way.
Yeah, well, whether which she is exactly why it's cheating.
Yeah, whether she breaks up with him before or after, it seems like it's going to be moot in the long term.
A foregone conclusion. But I think that make sure that the breakup happens.
All right, cool. The end. That's it. That's all. If you have your own questions or theme song submissions, send them all over to ifireadyoushow@gmail.com. Sometimes they'll be great and we'll read them. Sometimes we'll just play this game again. I don't know. I think it worked out. Let us know what you think. Tweet at us, Snapchat us, Instagram, Vine. We're on Vine. They closed Vine, but we figured out a way to keep it going.
We invested our own money.
Yeah. we're the only people left on Vine. They closed it for everybody but us. The opening theme song was written by Aiden Avery. This closing one was written by Amelia. Let me see if she had anything that Amelia had anything that she wanted to plug. Did we have anything we wanted to talk? Oh, the HeadGum Store. That's awesome shirt. Available right now. Mm. That's awesome, dude. The shirt. And we should have Jeffrey on the show soon.
That's really true.
Amelia Sween. That's it. Thank you, Amelia, for writing this theme song for us. We'll be back next week. Toda. Goodbye. Good night.
Adios.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.